down. Put.
You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan coming at you for episode 83 of Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
589.
Yes, 589.
You take a guess what that is?
That is the amount of times that A-Rod took steroids.
No, it's my current high score on the game Balls.
B-A-L-L-Z.
Yes.
I didn't know that was your current high score.
I'm on an active streak right now.
I got you hooked on that game. 589 is what
the other day, we were picking up the kids or something from school.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you and your son were both playing this game.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's a weird bouncing noise. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys doing? Like, yeah. It's just a game. You should download it.
Yeah.
I instantly downloaded it. Right. And I've played it. If I'm not watching TV or driving,
yeah,
I'm playing the game.
Right.
I thought I had a really, really good high score when I first started playing.
Right.
Of like 150.
Dang.
Like within yeah. one day.
Right.
And I thought, this is awesome. And right. I sent a group text to you and our sister and
yeah.
Brother-in-law who's all playing it.
Right.
And instantly my sister's like, yeah, I've got that beat and yeah. my husband's got this. And I'm like, right. crap.
Like he was in the 400s. Mine is like 300 something.
Yeah.
Just felt pretty good about myself.
So I thought like after one day, I'm like, well, give me a week.
Okay.
Well, it's been a week now.
Yeah.
And I'm currently 589.
Right.
And I'm going strong. Like yeah. I've figured out a few little like things that you can do to kind of help.
Right.
You know, different strategies.
Download the game Balls, B-A-L-L-Z, yeah. on your smartphone
it's
and
like
see
the,
if you can beat 589.
Well, I'm gonna beat that.
I'll bet you can't beat 589 is up there.
It's really,
I don't have
really
the patience
good.
For it. By then, it's like every turn takes so long.
Do you know you can fast forward?
I know. I even then.
Yeah.
I'm not a patient person.
You're not.
The Once I got is, to like 300, I was like, oh, this is exhausting.
The game is super addicting.
It is. They yes.
Well, it's like the old breakout game.
Yeah.
Bloop, bloop. And it's breaking out blocks.
And if you can get it like caught, it's like very satisfying when you like clear a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a very satisfying feeling. Yeah.
The blooping, you have to have the sound on. Yeah. If you don't have the sound on, it's not as addicting.
Right.
The blooping, because it feels like a slot machine, like you're winning.
Right. Bloop, yeah. bloop, 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 you know, they got it down to a science.
Yeah.
It's
a free app.
That company is called Catch App. Like it's spelled like ketchup, but yeah. Catch App. They've got a few games that are pretty fun.
Yeah.
Like that are very addicting. There's the game where you like build a tower and you have to time it just up and these things go back and forth.
Okay.
They're very good at those kind of games.
Yeah.
Those very kind of addicting.
Super addicting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Balls.
All right.
B-A-L-L-Z. This broadcast is proudly brought to you by Catch App's Balls.
Right.
B-A-L-L-Z.
Thank you for sponsoring the show, Catch App. That's like a good advertisement for a podcast.
Yeah.
Because anybody can download it. Anybody from, if you live in Thailand.
99% of the people listening to this are probably on a smartphone.
Currently. There are a couple of people on Linux. I don't know. I don't even know. All right. So there you go. So you're feeling pretty good about it.
It's, yeah. I mean, I don't know how long I've done a week.
Mm-hmm.
A week from now, I'll probably be done with it forever. I right. don't know.
Well, I'm done with it forever. I'm about ready to delete it. Because I figure, like, I got 300 something. That's like I did what I came here to do.
I want to do something, like, so unreasonably high
right.
that I can send it to our sister.
Right.
And say, like, Mike, drop it.
Right. I got a screenshot from Google Images of a high score that seemed ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
And sent it to our sister. And
yeah.
she was so angry about it. Until my daughter spilled the beans that I lied about it.
Yeah.
So I was pretty upset about it. All right. Well, our other sponsor, we have many sponsors, but one of our other sponsors for the show is Netflix.
Yes.
That's right. You're like, Dan, I didn't know Netflix sponsored any podcast. They don't, but they believe in us. Thank you, Netflix, for sponsoring this podcast. It means a lot to us.
Thank you for taking my $12.95 a month.
They don't really have to sponsor anybody because they're so, I mean, everybody knows about Netflix. They don't have to do much advertising.
No, they don't have to do
anything. They choose to take our $12.99 a month.
Something like that, yeah.
Right? So that we can watch the shows and then talk about it. Yeah, so what a deal. I'm just grateful.
Yeah.
Just really, honestly, hat in hand.
Do they still do the physical movies anymore?
Yeah, they do. It's still a thing, yeah.
Do you get it? No.
You can get more things from the...
What do you mean? What's more?
Well, like everything, any DVD ever, like, is available.
Yeah.
But like the watch online stuff, not like... You can get the Indiana Jones DVDs. You can get Star Wars. You can get anything. Yeah. But you can't watch anything online.
No, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it opens up your whatever...
Library.
Yeah, I mean, and if you live out in the country, right, and you're still like out in the middle of nowhere,
right,
where there is no good internet or anything,
right,
then yeah, I think it's probably a great option. And you can watch TV shows, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Because you can still have a DVD player. All right, so every week we do our Netflix suggestion of the week.
Watch these shows with the walls. Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, watch these shows with the walls. Netflix, maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. Or we don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
So, Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
My Netflix suggestion of the week.
Don't tell me it's Mystery Science Theater 3000.
To be honest with you, that's all I've watched over the last 3 weeks.
Okay.
The originals and then the new ones. I watched nothing else.
I did watch most...
I watched some sports, but...
I watched most of the episode of the first new one.
Did you like it?
Reptilica?
Yeah.
I did like it. I thought it was pretty funny.
It grows on you. Like, once you... Like, this new batch of guys,
yeah,
it's a little bit different, but it grows on you.
Well, and I feel like they're honoring the old show.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still super cheesy.
Which is funny. That's what makes it good.
Now, there are a couple things that I, like, literally laughed out loud. They totally caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
pretty
funny.
Good. So watch that. But that's not my Netflix suggestion.
Good. What is it?
Terra Nova.
Okay.
It's a TV series from 2011.
And now, our Netflix suggestion of the week could be Amazon Prime or YouTube or anything.
Hulu or...
Yeah, Hulu.
Yeah.
Anything that you watch online. How do you find Terra Nova?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It was on Fox when it first came out. And my daughter and I watched it live as it aired.
It's a TV show.
It's a TV show. There's like 20 episodes.
Okay.
And basically, they go back in time.
Right.
To dinosaurs.
Living in the land of the lost.
Not quite.
Living in the land. Was that like a Saturday morning TV show?
Well, there was an old version. We have a 90s version.
We watched the 90s version.
Right. There's like an early 80s, late 70s version, and then like a 90s version.
I think there was like a girl that was kind of cute that I liked on that show.
Yeah, that sounds right. I can't remember. And then there's the new movie,
Will Ferrell and Danny McBride movie.
That's pretty funny.
So Terra Nova is like that. They go back in the past.
Well, it's nothing like Land of the Lost, Danny McBride, and Will Ferrell.
No.
Nothing.
Okay.
They go back in time because the world is ending because pollution and all this garbage and...
Blah, blah,
blah. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It's a futuristic setting, but then they go super ancient
dystopian. Gotcha.
To Dinotopia.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So then they encounter some dinosaurs and they shoot them with guns and
they build a compound.
Okay,
you know, they encounter dinosaurs
and you like it.
Yeah, but the problem was they totally set it up for like 5 more seasons.
Yes,
never released another season.
Mm.
So there are 20 episodes and there's like cliffhanger type.
That makes me not want to watch it.
Listen, it was something that my daughter and I watched that we could watch together. It was fairly clean.
Yeah,
I don't remember anything being like, you know.
You are a Stargate fan.
I absolutely love Stargate.
I like Stargate Universe.
Oh, no.
That was the one I liked.
No.
But then they quit. It was just like that. It was like left on a cliffhanger. I was excited about the next season, and it's done.
No.
I really liked that
one. No. It was too dark. It was weird.
Yeah.
The Stargate Atlantis and Stargate SG-1, they're fun.
Super cheesy.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I'm just warning the viewer.
Stargate universe, or SGU,
right,
was super dark, super heavy.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But it did not feel like... It felt more like Battlestar Galactica.
The only two I've watched...
Which, have you seen Battlestar Galactica?
I stopped
the
series. Watching
it. Oh my gosh, it is the best.
I don't know.
I love it.
Yeah, it's all right. It was fine.
Pretty good.
We watched Stargate Atlantis, and we've seen Stargate U. We haven't seen any of the others, whatever there are.
Did you like Atlantis?
Yeah.
Then you would like SG-1.
I don't know. We tried to.
No, you gotta get through the first season. The first season is produced by Showtime.
Okay.
Which was, like, weird. And then every one after that is, like, Sci-Fi Channel.
So we're thinking Sci-Fi is better than Showtime?
Or is it different? Showtime, it was different.
Yeah.
Like, the way that they did it was different.
Okay.
So it feels more...
Can I just start on season two then and skip season one if it's so bad?
I mean, but they lay down the groundwork of a lot of stuff.
I'll bet it's not too difficult to understand. I'll just bet. I'm just going to bet that I could probably figure it out.
12 seasons.
Probably figure out what I need to
figure
out.
And each season has like 20 episodes.
It's got MacGyver in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the guy's name?
That's a good question.
Man,
I can't think of his name.
I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's... Oh. Man.
Right into the show. Tell us, who is the guy that plays MacGyver? Don't look at it on Google.
I'm going to Google
That's cheating.
No, I'm going to IMDb.
Because you're not going to be able to focus.
No, I'm going to be thinking about that the entire time.
Right.
So tell me your Netflix suggestion of the week.
You're looking at it. How do you spell MacGyver? Is it Mick?
I don't know. I was just going to go to IMDb and do SG-1. That'd be the easiest. Here it is. I got it.
No, I got it.
No, I've got it first.
It is...
Richard Dean Anderson.
Richard Dean Anderson.
I would have come up with
that. Three-namer. Yeah. One day he will shoot a president. All right, so my Netflix suggestion of the week. Now, keeping in mind that you can... that the Netflix suggestion of the week does broaden to other internet...
Forums.
It's basically you're watching something on the internet. In a fancy way.
I don't like where you're going with this.
Now, in order to watch my suggestion of the week, you have to be logged into Jason's Vudu account. Now, he has given me the right to be one of his five people or
that
whatever.
Can share my that I can, library
He
of
can
movies.
Share his library. I can share mine with you and you can share. I have no library of movies to share. So
I've got like 300.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. So that's my Netflix suggestion of the week. So somehow there's only a few more slots available, but you know maybe you.
I've got like three more slots available.
Yeah, so maybe you can get one of those.
I don't know what it's worth.
If you're listening to the show,
I mean, if you said it was 300 movies, which there are 300 movies on
right.
it, at $20 a movie, that's $6,000.
Right. Well, maybe you do a Netflix thing, and you can say you can have it for a month, and then I'm going to change the password. Right.
Oh yeah.
And so you can just for the next whatever you know just rent it out for $15 a month. And you can watch all those movies.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, it's the Christopher Nolan Batman series.
Oh, yeah.
All three of those.
Yeah.
I hadn't really watched them for a long time.
Yeah.
And, like, in a week, my wife and I watched all three of them. Like, boom, boom, boom.
Right.
So it felt like one long movie because they all feel very much the same. And they're pretty good. So that's my Netflix suggestion of the week.
I just saw the Bane one.
Yeah.
The third one, which I'd never seen before.
Batman. I'm going to blow up the world. Yeah. His voice is interesting.
It's okay.
After Heath Ledger died, everything just kind of, I think, apparently there was some talk about making like a CGI version of him, a la Moff Tarkin, if you are a Star Wars fan.
Yeah.
But they just decided not to do that. And the way that the Heath Ledger, the Joker version ended, you just were expecting him to come back.
Yeah.
And he was going to be in episode 3 and it was going to be this big thing. And obviously everything had to change. So I think that was part of it.
I'm just still upset that Ben Affleck's Batman now.
Yeah.
It just didn't feel right.
It doesn't
DC
feel right.
DC has screwed up everything, man. They had such great potential. Well, Batman, Superman.
Now they got the Justice League movies coming out.
I just, man.
Have you seen Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
I liked it.
No, it's okay at best.
I liked the Superman, the Man of Steel, the new Superman.
Yeah, that was good.
With Kevin Costner as the dad.
Yes.
I liked that a lot.
General Zod.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Okay. But you didn't like Batman versus Superman?
No.
I thought it was okay.
Ben Affleck is horrible.
He's better than I thought he was going to be.
I mean, yes, he's better than I thought.
Okay. Yeah.
But he's not.
He's a different kind of Batman.
Christian Bale.
Well, Christian Bale's the best Batman. Let's do this right now. Who are the Batmans? Christian Bale.
Michael Keaton. George Clooney.
George Clooney. Val Kilmer.
Adam West.
So let's rank them. So we got Christian Bale number one. Right?
Unless you want to go Adam West.
No, Christian Bale's the best one. I mean, Adam West is funny to pick, but he was not the best Batman.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Because we're talking iconic images.
Right. Christian Bale's number one. He was the best Batman.
I'm okay with that.
I don't even think Adam... I don't want to put Adam West on this list. He's a... It's like talking about, like, some obscure 1870s baseball player when you're talking... I mean, everything was so different back then. It was just a totally different thing. So what we're talking about is Michael Keaton, Val Kilmer, George Clooney, Ben Affleck. Where do we rank the rest of them? George Clooney's the last.
Val Kilmer would be the last.
Ooh, I thought George Clooney was worse than Val Kilmer. The Val Kilmer, I think they actually made two of those Val Kilmer movies.
George Clooney, I feel like he would be more of the Bruce Wayne potential.
I'm just saying, you watch the movie, it was not good. It was really, really bad.
Okay.
So, let's make George Clooney last. Michael Keaton is second.
Second to Christian Bale or second to last?
Second to Christian Bale. I thought the Michael Keaton Batman was pretty good. You didn't like Michael Keaton?
No, I do like Michael Keaton. It feels very classic. I'm just Googling if there's any other... I feel like we're missing one.
I don't think so.
Christian Bale, Val Kilmer, Ben Affleck, Adam West, George Clooney.
That's pretty much it.
Ooh, okay. Are we going to put Will Arnett in there?
As Lego Batman.
I love Lego Batman.
No, I love Lego Batman, but that belongs, I think, in the Adam West category. Okay, it's a totally different thing.
I would put Will Arnett as the second best Batman to Christian Bale.
You would?
Yes, absolutely. Right,
but it's a different category. It's a totally different discussion altogether. So you have Will Arnett, number two. Here's my list. Christian Bale, Michael Keaton...
Are we doing Mount Rushmore Batman?
Well, it's kind of tough to do Mount Rushmore because then you're just leaving off a couple of people.
Well, Adam West is on my...
Well, if this is Mount Rushmore Batman, then yes, Adam West belongs on the Mount Rushmore. There's no doubt about that.
Just real quick.
Let's do this. Okay. Adam West.
Adam West is a lot.
He's George Washington. Christian Bale is...
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay. Come on, what are we talking about? Yeah. So now you have to decide who are those other two.
Okay, so Teddy Roosevelt. Is Teddy up there?
Yeah.
On Mount Rushmore.
Uh-huh.
I think Teddy Roosevelt is Will Arnett. Because Teddy Roosevelt is like, it's like weird. Like, why is Teddy Roosevelt up there? Because FDR is the better Roosevelt, historically speaking.
I will fight you. No.
No, listen. Teddy.
What?
Was more of a conservative, and I appreciate him as a hunter and a man of the woods and all that stuff.
Right.
FDR, liberal scumbag. But
he got us through World War II.
Got us through World War II. Like, he's the iconic...
But Teddy Roosevelt's got us into World War II. So, you gotta look at that. No, that's not true. I'm a Teddy Roosevelt guy.
I love Teddy Roosevelt. I named my kid Teddy.
Okay. After Teddy Roosevelt?
Absolutely.
Come on. I named my kid FDR. It's not true. Okay, so you've got Will Arnett. Okay, so we'll put Will Arnett on there.
Lego Batman.
All right, so we've got Christian Bale... Adam West, Will Arnett.
Yeah.
So who's the fourth guy? That's the
Michael
question.
Michael Keaton.
Val Kilmer. Yeah, it's got to be Michael Keaton.
It's got to be Michael Keaton.
Okay, so let's just say for the sake of argument that we take Will Arnett off this list.
I don't like saying that, but...
Okay, let's just say that we do. Because let's say this is only guys that have played, like we've seen their face as Batman, Bruce Wayne, right? So now you're left with
Val... Gotham, do they... Is there... I haven't seen the TV series Gotham.
Yeah, I think there's... I have no idea, just to be honest with you. I've never seen it. So we've got Val Kilmer, George Clooney, and Ben Affleck. If you had to put one of those three guys on the list, who are you putting?
Oh, those are bad.
Yeah. I think...
Okay, first of all, I'm not taking Will Arnett off.
I understand, but I'm just saying...
Because if you take Will Arnett off, you might as well take Adam West off.
I'm just saying, gun to your head... You gotta.
I would take the bullet for that.
Take the bullet for Will Arnett.
I would take the bullet for Will Arnett.
I think we might have got... I think we just found the name of this episode. Taking the bullet for Will Arnett.
I'm willing to take... Seriously. Mm-hmm. Gun to my head. I'm willing to take the bullet.
Pull the trigger. I want Will Arnett up there. Okay.
I'm dead serious. I'm not putting George Clooney, Val Kilmer, or Ben Affleck above Will Arnett.
Okay. I'm pretty happy with that. Like, I almost, like, take off... Like, if I am going to take off Will Arnett, I think I'll put on Heath Ledger. You know?
As Batman characters.
Well, yeah, because if Batman we're getting... movie characters. Now, listen, if we're getting to Batman characters, then the great... iconic performance of Danny DeVito as Penguin has to be considered, right? Where do you think the pitch meeting was like? Like, the script was written for Batman, and they hadn't cast it yet, right? And
which Batman?
For the one with Danny DeVito as Penguin.
So, like, Batman number two.
I think that's the second original one, right? Yeah. So there's, like, a meeting. There's, like, five guys around a table.
Yeah.
And they're filling out. Okay, so we're going to have Michael Keaton play Batman again, right? Yeah. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. So, Penguin, everybody looks around. DeVito, right? Yeah, DeVito. Yeah. Like, it's so... There's no other guy that you're going to pick to play the Penguin.
So let's say right now...
Today, who's the Penguin?
Who's the Penguin?
Well, because they're going to make more Batman movies. The Penguin will be a bad guy at some point. He's a main character. Well, I saw a rumor that Philip Seymour Hoffman was rumored, but now he's
dead.
Dead. So D-E-D. It cannot be him. I've got it. I just got it. Patton Oswalt.
Ooh. That would be excellent.
Yes. And he is a huge nerd. Like, he's like totally into... all of that stuff. Comic books and all that
stuff. I think he could pull that off.
Yeah, I think he could.
Be like creepy, I think. Yeah. Like creepy Penguin Batman.
That's it.
I love it.
That's it. Somebody call.
How do we make this happen? Okay, this whole thing, we were not doing the Batman thing.
We're almost out of time.
I don't even know how this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this needs to be a Batman podcast.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And everybody who listens to this needs to share it on every platform. Hashtag Batman.
Right.
Hashtag New Penguin.
Right.
Because we can make this happen.
I've got Batman on the mind right now.
Laura Rodeo can make this happen.
Patton Oswalt as the next Penguin. Like, do like a Penguin trilogy. Like, play it up, you know?
Yeah.
Like a three-part Penguin.
Okay, let's have a standalone Penguin movie.
Uh-huh.
Introducing him as a bad guy.
Right, like his leading, we want to know his backstory, right. All that kind of stuff.
Yeah, leading up to...
his confrontation
epic
with
confrontation
Batman.
With Batman, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. DC needs to make this happen.
I'm with you 100%. So, since we're Batman heavy, which we didn't plan on, and you're wearing Batman colors today, by the way.
I am.
You're wearing the yellow and the black. So, and I've got Batman on the mind, because like I said, I've watched those three movies, like back to back to back.
We're still on the Netflix suggestion of the week.
We're still on the Netflix suggestion of the week. Batman villain. So let's Batman villain Mount Rushmore. Not actors, but just
characters.
The best Batman villain.
Okay, well, Joker. Right, and right? Penguin.
Joker and Penguin, I think, are your one and your two.
They're locks. There's no way that they can't be on there.
Now who are we talking about? The Riddler?
I do like the Riddler.
Mr. Freeze.
Catwoman.
Is she a villain?
Well, see, that's the thing. I feel like she is.
Yeah.
She's a villain.
She is a villain.
She, at times,
mm-hmm.
you know, will play kind of both sides, but right. She's a villain.
Poison Ivy.
I like Poison Ivy.
I'm just saying, it's the same thing I think that we found ourselves in the other situation, which we've got two spots to fill now, because we put the Joker and Penguin in there.
They have to be on there.
Those two belong.
You can't
so
not have them on.
You've got Scarecrow,
there.
You've got the Riddler, you've got Mr. Two-Face. Freeze. Oh, Two-Face is right there.
Yeah.
Who? What are the other two that you put on there?
Okay, so... this is difficult. I think I'm putting Catwoman on there.
I think Catwoman belongs.
I think you have to.
Mm-hmm. Women's rights and all that.
I mean, you know. You gotta have one.
We wouldn't let a woman vote on this, but, you know, we'll put a woman on. We'll put a woman...
What are we talking about?
It's like when America, like the laws were like a woman could be president. Technically, there was no law against it, but women can't vote, you know. So basically made it so it's not going to happen.
Catwoman, Joker, Penguin.
For me, I'm a little bit like, I'm still like, is Catwoman a villain?
Yes, she is.
Yeah?
She absolutely is. Because Batwoman would be...
Batgirl.
Batgirl would be the hero opposite,
right.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Catwoman's a villain.
Okay.
She's a villain.
All right. I'm not too comfortable with that, but I mean, I agree that her status puts her on there, but I just don't know that she's a villain for me.
She's not a hero.
She's just kind of her own thing. She's just kind of there.
Well, listen, Penguin's just there.
Now, listen, if we're doing like characters in Batman, well, then like Commissioner Gordon,
Robin,
Catwoman, Robin, Batman, like. Then she belongs in the mix of that. But I don't want to. She's not a villain.
She is a villain.
She's neither.
Here's a list of Batman villains. She's on the picture.
Okay. All right.
She's a villain.
That's fine.
Okay. So
now that's the final spot.
This is a hard one.
We've got
Poison Ivy, Riddler, Scarecrow, Two-Face.
I want to put the Riddler on there.
I like the Riddler.
Yeah. To me, the only reason I don't put the Riddler on is because he feels like a downgraded version of the Joker.
That is true, except he's different, though.
I know he's different, but he's goofy. He's, you know, I don't know. He's got that...
I don't picture Scarecrow.
No, like, Scarecrow doesn't...
Let's eliminate Scarecrow.
I like Scarecrow.
Yeah.
But let's take off Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
That's like the worst.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Freeze. Not a good move. So take off Mr. Freeze. Take off Scarecrow. Take off...
Bane.
Yeah. Bane, they made a big deal about him in this last movie.
Yeah.
I mean, and let's just get it out there. We're not like comic book guys.
No.
We didn't grow up reading comic books.
No.
But we watched some of the cartoons, and we liked the movies a lot.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got Two-Face. We've got... I think the big three at this point is Two-Face, the Riddler, and Poison Ivy.
Okay.
We already have a girl.
Yeah.
There's no need for Poison Ivy. I do like Poison Ivy, but
I don't think she belongs.
The Riddler, if you should go straight up Riddler versus Poison Ivy, it's Riddler.
Okay.
Right?
So now we've got the Riddler.
Versus Two-Face.
Versus Two-Face.
I think I go Riddler.
Really? I was going to say Two-Face. Because I do feel like the Riddler is a downgraded version of the Joker. And Two-Faces shows up in a lot of things.
If you go Riddler versus Joker, you go Joker all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Go Riddler versus Two-Face, don't even picture Joker in the conversation.
Okay.
If you just go Riddler versus Two-Face,
yeah.
I feel like Riddler's the like all those Adam West, man, the Riddler was a big part.
That's true.
Like tons of riddles to try to figure out
what's
going on.
What a breakdown. The Riddler, it's like tons of riddles.
I mean, that's
to like
what he
figure
does.
Out like, stuff.
The Riddler,
mm-hmm.
He does riddles.
Right,
that's what he does.
He does riddles. He riddles.
Two-Face, wait a minute, he flips a coin? Come on.
Yeah. Well, Tommy Lee Jones?
Yeah, okay, so Two-Face is also half good.
Is that his thing?
I don't know. He either lives or he dies on the coin flip.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of the way you live your life.
On the coin flip?
Yeah.
Okay, who's going to play goalie
on
my 7th grade soccer team?
Flip it.
Flip the coin.
Right. So it's the Riddler. I think after discussion. So we've got Joker.
Penguin.
Catwoman.
And Riddler.
The Riddler.
I'm okay with that.
All right. I'll allow it.
So that's Mount Rushmore of Batman villains.
Right.
Mount Rushmore of Batman actors is what?
Is Adam West, Will Arnett, Michael Keaton, and Christian Bale.
I'm okay with that. That's good.
I feel good about that. Are there any money? We could do a Mount Rushmore of Batman movies.
Oh.
The first Michael Keaton belongs on there.
Yes, absolutely. That's a lock.
The
second.
The Heath Ledger, Christian Bale one belongs
yes.
on there.
Batman Rises?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, Dark Knight Rises.
So those are the two slam dunks.
Slam dunks.
Now we're fighting over the last two. Get rid of George Clooney. Get rid of the Val Kilmers.
You got the second Michael Keaton.
Mm-hmm. Now, there was an Adam West Batman movie.
With a spray shark repellent.
Shark repellent.
Yeah.
I think it belongs on the Mount Rushmore.
I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I will allow it.
Okay, so...
And actually, I'll promote it.
I'll allow it, and I'll encourage it. So you've got Adam West's... We don't even know what it is. I think it's just called The Batman.
movie, yeah.
So we got the Adam West Batman movie, the first Michael Keaton, yeah. The second Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Now there's one more.
We either got Batman vs. Superman,
mm-hmm.
the second Michael Keaton.
Right. Which was pretty good.
Which is pretty good, yeah.
Right.
And are we going to put Batman Begins?
Batman Begins, the Christian Bale Batman Begins is pretty good. Michael Caine. Some men just want to watch the world burn. No.
No, that was a little like Sean Connery.
Yeah, I went a little Sean Connery. If I gun to my head.
Okay.
Bat shark repellent to my head. I would go Batman Begins. That's basically to me, this boils down to Michael Keaton's second Batman versus Batman Begins.
Okay, I will agree because those two weigh heavy on me as far as like I'm fond of those movies.
Yes.
I'm not fond of Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
But for the sake of Mount Rushmore and variety, I think it might be Batman versus Superman.
That doesn't feel like a Batman movie to me.
It's Batman versus Superman. It's Batman.
I know, but versus Superman. Superman shares the title. It's as much a Superman movie as it is a Batman movie. The Superman podcast is a different podcast, right? That's like, we will do that. Rest assured. Maybe next week. Because there's lots to talk about there, too. I'm just trying to prevent myself from doing it.
Superman villains?
But I don't think Batman versus Superman. Okay. When Ben Affleck has his own Batman movie, if that ever happens, the next one is
Justice.
The next one is a Justice League.
That's not a Batman.
And he's going to show up in Justice Wonder League, Woman. He's going to show
absolutely
up
absolutely. Justice League does not belong in a Batman category.
No.
But Batman versus Superman, I feel like it could.
I disagree. Because he's sharing it. It's as much a Superman as it is a Batman.
Okay.
Movie.
We'll set that aside.
All right. That does not belong.
So we got second Michael Keaton
mm-hmm.
versus
Batman Begins. Because George Clooney does not belong on there.
No.
And Val Kilmer does not belong on
absolutely
there.
Absolutely not.
Although, I thought the Val Kilmer one wasn't that bad.
I am leaning 51.
Ooh. Okay.
49.
Uh-huh.
51 towards the second Michael Keaton.
Really?
Yeah.
I am leaning...
Because that's the iconic...
I'm leaning 51-49 to the Christian Bale one.
Okay, let's flip a coin.
Two-face it.
Let's two-face it.
Oh, I have a coin. I never have a coin.
I'm not wearing jeans. This is the one time I don't have a coin.
Okay, I got a quarter here.
Did you do the shiny money thing?
What?
At the science lab today?
No.
Okay.
All right, so I've got a quarter here. It is a New Hampshire quarter.
Mm.
It's the phrase on the back says, Old Man of the Mountain. I don't know. It's like a New Hampshire thing.
It's a Bigfoot.
So heads versus tails. Heads is Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Tails is Christian Bale.
Yes.
Let me give one more argument for Christian Bale.
Okay.
And if I...
Although we already have a Christian Bale movie in there.
But we already have a Michael Keaton movie in there.
Okay.
Here's my argument. Christian Bale is a better Batman than Michael Keaton.
Okay, here's my argument to counter that.
Yeah.
You have better villains in Michael Keaton.
Who's
basically Scarecrow and Batman Begins.
Well, Scarecrow and the Liam Neeson character.
That
was a pretty good bad guy.
Yeah, whatever. But you got Penguin, you've got Catwoman.
Mm-hmm. Batman Begins introduced us to Christian Bale. And I think we should honor it for that reason.
Second Michael Keaton's pretty good.
You're making a big deal about Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton, and he belongs on the Batman Mount Rushmore.
But he absolutely does. What are we talking about? All right, coin flip, because we can't decide. So heads, it's the Michael Keaton one. Tails, it's the Christian Bale. It's Batman Begins.
Yes.
I'm going to flip it, catch it, and then turn it upside down on my left hand.
You're not going to let it hit the table.
Not going to let it hit the
table. I'm a fan of letting it hit the table.
Flip, catch.
Okay.
Flip.
Okay, here we go. Flip. You barely caught that.
Tails.
Oh.
Christian Bale. Hey.
Okay.
I can't, you can't argue with that. So,
okay.
So we've got on the Batman movie, Mount Rushmore, we've got the original Adam West one.
Oh, wait. Cheese-tastic. We didn't even talk about the Lego Batman movie as an option.
That's true. I didn't even consider that. It's pretty great. And it is a Batman movie.
It's a standalone Batman movie.
And we have Will Arnett on our Mount Rushmore.
I think we got to go Lego Batman movie.
Because then we've got each one of our Batmans from Mount Rushmore represented, too.
I think we have to do that.
Screw the coin.
I didn't even consider that as
an
option.
You took a bullet already for Will Arnett.
Yes, I have.
Uh-huh, yeah. All right, well, there you go. Man, We've accomplished a lot
satisfied.
Today. Yeah.
We weren't even... We had tons of prep work already done.
Let's not get carried away.
For something else entirely altogether. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which we can say for another time.
Yeah, or not. But, yeah. No, this is good. And you didn't even know I was going to bring up Batman at all.
No.
I like Batman. Who's your favorite superhero?
Oh, see, this is the whole thing. So if you go Batman versus Iron Man, I'm Iron Man all day.
Ugh, not me.
Tony Stark versus Bruce Wayne. I love Tony Stark.
Yeah.
I love Tony Stark.
Right.
Now, I like Batman, I like Tony Stark.
Right.
To me, Tony Stark is what takes it over the top for Iron Man.
So Iron Man, if you had to pick your favorite supervillain, superhero.
No, I just said Iron Man versus Batman.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Okay, so movies or just superheroes?
Just superhero. The character,
Man, I really like Thor.
Really?
I really, really, really like Thor.
I did not see that. You could have given me 10 guesses.
I love Superman.
Yeah.
Superman is, like, hard to beat.
Yeah.
To me, it might be a Superman versus Thor.
I'm a Superman guy.
I love Superman.
Okay.
I really, really, really like Thor.
Yeah.
I love Superman. I think it's Superman.
It's Superman.
But
I really
like Thor.
There are Superman guys and there are Batman guys.
Oh, yeah. So that argument, I'm Superman all day.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, who wins in a fight? It's Superman. Ridiculous.
It's without question.
Superman, the only reason Superman doesn't kill him is because of his conscience. Because he doesn't like to kill people.
Yeah, but Batman doesn't like to kill people either.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
Yeah. Why are we fighting? You're on the same side.
Superman versus Batman all day.
All right. Well, there you go. Something's being played in the background right now as we're closing down.
Is it Batman related?
I would. If it's not, we've really missed the boat. All right. Well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to keep your stick on the ice and never wear it.